This is the Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to the Rusk Report from the Bet AM 1520. We have the president of Hope for CC's Kids, HasiKids.org. And our guest today is the president, Kofi Finn Akins. To tell you a little bit about him, he's a retired U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service manager who dedicated his career to restoring and protecting fish, wildlife, plants, and their habitats in the Lake Ontario and Lake Erie watersheds. As manager of the Lower Great Lake Fish and Wildlife Conservation Complex, encompassing five offices across four states, he provided leadership, scientific guidance, and community outreach, fostering strong partnerships to protect natural resources. But we're really going to talk today about what he has done with Hope for CC's Kids, HasiKids.org. So let's talk a little bit about this. What made you found this Hope for CC's Kids, HasiKids?
Thank you so much for having me here today, Brian. Actually, I wasn't the one who founded HasiKids. Some elementary school kids came to me after their grandmother died. Their grandmother was a teacher from Ghana who was retired, and she took care of these kids while their mother was going through university at Buffalo, getting her undergrad degree, bachelor's degree, and PhD. So the kids were very close to their grandma. So when she passed away of uterus cancer, they came to me and they asked me if I would help them start a foundation to honor their grandma. So these were kids who were, they are very bright, but when you have kids come to you with a vision like that, it's hard to say no. So that's how the organization was founded, through the help of these kids.
And how long ago was that, that you started this and the growth of the organization?
So that's about 13 years ago. That's when we started the foundation.
Okay. Now, if someone is listening in Buffalo or Toronto or Washington, D.C., to our 50,000 watts of clear channel power on the Bet AM 1520, and they want to write a check or do online a donation or a money order, how do they do this, Kofi Finn Akins?
So the best way to donate to the foundation is to go on our website, HasiKids.org. And there's an area you can go into, a link to donate, and that's the best way to donate to the foundation.
Okay, repeat that again, please.
HasiKids.org. It's HasiKids.org. HasiKids.org.
Let's talk about the growth in the last 13 years, how you got started, how did you were running events. I went to a couple of these events with my brother George, and they were very well attended, a lot of enthusiasm, entertainment. People were in their native dress, and they were highly motivated. Let's talk about the growth of HasiKids.
So, you know, we started HasiKids, like I said, 13 years ago, and, you know, I've been involved with nonprofit organizations for many, many years. I'm also a certified coach for nonprofit organizations. So we started out 13 years ago. It was very slow. People didn't know about us. And it took about 2 years before we had our first fundraiser. And since then, we've had two big fundraisers, a tennis tournament that we host at the Village Glen, and then the Taste of Ghana, which is our biggest fundraiser. And through those two fundraisers, we've been able to raise at least 25 to 30,000 a year. So that's been our biggest fundraisers. In addition, we've had friends and family members who have donated to the foundation over the years. So at this point, we've probably raised about $300,000. But we have a long way to go because, you know, we're trying to build a school in Ghana, the school that we support. Basically, the school is falling apart, and so we need to get them a new school because, as you know, when people stay in a good environment, they learn better. So that's what we are trying to accomplish.
Now, I've been to Ghana with the Hope for Tomorrow Foundation, where we donated about 100 orthopedic, plastic, cataract, and vein surgeries, and the people are lovely. They're very warm and they're very friendly, but their health care is very lacking. And we had 300 to 400 people waiting for our doctors for donated surgeries. Let's talk about how Ghana is doing, their health care, their quality of life. Kofi Finn Akins.
So Ghana is supposed to have pretty much free medical care, but a lot of people in Ghana don't have access. So the kids that we support, they have a clinic in that village, but the clinic does not support all the kids. So one of the things we've done is that we provided health cards for the kids so they can use the clinic when they are sick. Every year I go to Ghana for, as you know, I'm from Ghana, to visit family, but also to work on the foundation. And so we have partnered with the UB School of Management. They bring doctors, they bring students, they bring faculty. So we all converge at the school for a couple of days where we provide assistance to support healthcare and education for the kids. So that's the biggest way for the kids to get educational opportunities, which is bringing doctors and nurses and medical students to the village once a year.
Isn't there a tremendous need for medical supplies also?
Yes, there is. And one of the things we have done is every year we buy medical supplies. We get medical supplies from different organizations who provide, you know, medicine and equipment, and we take to the school.
Let's talk about the goals for HOSI Kids the next year, next 5 years, next 10 years, and how you're going to translate donations to being on the ground in Ghana, giving it to the people.
Yeah, so our main goal is to provide support for good education as well as health care. So those are our two major goals. And, you know, we've been working very hard to raise funds for these goals. And, you know, the school that we want to build is going to cost about $500,000. And like I said before, we have $300,000, so we have some ways to go. So once we build the school, then we gotta fill the school with the furniture, and then we also want to provide, scientific and other equipment. For example, tablets for all the kids in the school. So that's where most of our money is going to go to, and we're working very hard to do fundraising so we can support the kids in that direction. And once it's done, you know, we will continue doing the fundraisers, because Ghana and most of Africa, we don't have a culture of maintenance. So, you know, we can't just build a school and walk away. We have to continue to raise funds so we can maintain the school.
Again, if somebody is listening in Williamsville, New York, or Montreal, or Manhattan, how can people donate to help HOSI Kids, Hope for CC's Kids?
Yeah, we've been very fortunate in that we've had a lot of support from people in Western New York. They've donated, you know, they've happily donated to our foundation. And so if you want to be part of that team that helps raise money for HOSI Kids, again, go to our website, hosikids.org, and you'll find a link to donate to the foundation.
For those who are listening, if you have any comments or thoughts, please write to Brian Rusk, Bet AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners, as this station has received letters as far away as New Zealand and Scandinavia. A little bit more information about Kofi Finn Akins. In retirement, Kofi has remained deeply engaged in his passions, mentoring, and humanitarian work. During the USFWS career, he was actively involved in leadership, diversity, and community engagement training at the National Conservation Training Center in West Virginia. Building on that experience, he founded Finn Akins and Associates, offering pro bono support to individuals and organizations. He serves as a mentor for both the National Fish and Wildlife Friends Group, which supports NGOs working with the National Wildlife Refuge System and the Men of Merit Mentoring Program at Erie Community College in Buffalo, New York, guiding students to excel academically, serve their communities, and live with integrity. I'd also like to mention, coming up on the Rusk Report, we have D.A. Dunford, famous Muskoka, Ontario artist, realist artist, and Dominic Cortez about the proposals to do away with gas utilities for our homes and businesses. I'd like to thank those who've called regarding our recent guest, Sheriff John Garcia and Ambassador Carla Sands. Let's talk a little bit more about the achievements that you can talk about in concrete for HOSI kids. Let's see what you've done. Kofi Finn Akins.
Great. Thank you. We've done quite a few things, and the one that I'm very, very proud of is that, so I mentioned to you earlier on that I'm a tennis coach, and people come to me and ask me to coach them, even though I don't go looking for people. But there was one lady who asked me to coach her, and I accepted to coach her. And every time she would ask me how much, you know, it would cost her, and I keep telling her that it's my community duty to coach, so I don't receive any funding. But one day she said, how about if we start a tennis fundraiser? And that was like a light bulb moment in my head. And I thought, wow, how come I never thought about this? I play tennis. I have a lot of friends from that play tennis who donate to my foundation. So we started the tennis. That's how we started the tennis fundraiser. And so when you start a fundraiser and you tell people what you're going to do with the money, you have to do it. So even though the school had not really asked us for to have a tennis court, I approached them and asked them if it would be something that they would be delighted to have. And they said yes. So we've done the fundraiser for 3 years, and we've raised enough money to build a multi-sports court for tennis, basketball, and volleyball. And I'm very happy to say that they've also been renting out this court to communities nearby to use. So even though we didn't think about this as a money-generating project, it's helped the community raise some money for to maintain the courts. The other thing we've done is the school is really falling apart. So what we've been doing is putting a Band-Aid on the school. The ceiling is leaking.
Where exactly is the school located?
So the school is located outside of Accra. Accra is the capital town of Ghana. So it's about half an hour from Accra,
okay,
in a village called Kpon Bawaleshi.
And so that's where the school is. You're originally from?
No, I'm not from there.
Okay.
I'm from the main Accra region. I'm not from there, but the kids that asked me to start the foundation, that's where their grandmother is from. So
okay,
that's why we're supporting that school. So we've also been bringing school supplies to the school every year. We bring laptops. We bring a medical team. And so I'm very, very proud of that. It's become an annual event. And when we descend on campus, the students are very happy because they know we're trying to provide, you know, supplies to make their life a little bit easier so they can learn better.
Wonderful. Very noble work. And again, if someone would like to send a check or make an online donation, how do they do it? Kofi Finn Akins.
So the best way to help us raise money is to go to our website, hosikids.org. And there's a link in there that will allow you to donate to the foundation. And we would really appreciate any help that, you know, listeners can provide to this foundation.
Spell it out again for someone who's writing that down.
So it's hosikids.org, HOSIKIDS.org, hosikids.org.
We encourage all of our listeners of the Rusk Report and much of Canada and 17 states to give generously for this wonderful effort with hosikids.org. A little plug here. For over 60 years, the AMPO Legal Newspaper has been Polonia's newspaper, providing readers with news, feature articles, great columns, and recipes. Get this community newspaper delivered to your home or business each week for less than 70 cents. Visit the website, www.ampollegal.com, and click on the subscribe menu to order a print or digital edition. That's www.ampollegal.com or call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454 for the Ampoll Eagle newspaper. Let's talk a little about future plans. The next 5, 10, 20 years, you've had some great fundraisers. You've raised $300,000 for HoseyKids.org. What are the future plans? Kofi Finn Akins.
So, again, as I said before, our goal is to build the school. So once the school is built, we have to provide funding every year to maintain the school, because in that part of the world, they don't have a culture of maintenance. And so we want to make sure that we sustain, you know, the school over the long period. So moving forward, that's our goal, is to continue to raise money to support the school, especially as it relates to maintaining the quality of the school, the infrastructure and all.
So you're saying the building is falling apart. The walls are falling apart, the roof.
The roof, the walls, the library, you know, is leaking because of the roof and the ceiling. So we put some Band-Aid on it. We fixed the roof. We've also put in fans in the classrooms to make it more comfortable for the kids to learn. But those are all, Band-Aids. And so you fix it. It will last for a year, then we got to continue doing that. So that's why our goal is to make sure that we build them a school that will last for the long term.
Now, are you going to rebuild the existing school or go to a different location? What are the plans with that?
So our plans is to build a new school right behind the old school. And from what I understand, the headmistress told me that the teachers are very interested in using the old school as a dormitory where they can reside. So, but the school is going to be built right behind the old school.
Oh, very good. And do you have enough teachers there to teach the children?
Yeah, so, yes, we do. The school is actually a government school. It's also a Presbyterian school. It's supported by the Presbyterian Church of Ghana. So the teachers are hired by the government. We don't have much control over that. In fact, we don't have much control over anything except that we want to provide the resources they need to make the school a better one.
For those who are listening to the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520, we're talking with the president of Hope for CC's Kids. That's HoseyKids, HoseyKids.org. A wonderful program. They're devoted to building a new school in Ghana. So we encourage all of our listeners to give generously. A little more information about Kofi Finn Akins. He's involved with this nonprofit supporting a rural elementary school in Ghana by providing access to quality education and primary health care. He also serves on the board of Amherst Meals on Wheels, helping elderly and disabled residents remain independent, and he previously served on the board of the Girls Education Collaborative, which advances girls' education in rural Tanzania. In 2020, he launched Center of the World Tours, leading cultural tours to Ghana to raise funds for his humanitarian initiatives. He is also a proud member of the Rotary Club of Buffalo Sunrise that meets at the Saturn Club in Buffalo, New York. Let's talk a little bit about your website and what it offers on there for HoseyKids.org and at the Center of the World Tours.com. Tell us about the information you're providing to the public.
So, Center of the World Tours, I started this company to take people to Ghana. And this was inspired by friends of mine who I take to Ghana every year. These are white friends of mine who have never been to Africa, always wanted to go, but they didn't know how. So whenever I go to Ghana, they come with me. And, they spend time with my family and friends. They get hosted at parties at my friends, my high school friends' homes. They get invited to dinners at my family's homes. And they told me that was the best part of the trip. Even though we went to you know, we did a lot of sightseeing. We went to all the major tourist destinations. That was the best part of the trip for them, visiting with my friends and family. The other part of the trip that they really liked was I take them to the school to meet the kids. And you have to understand, these kids, they live in a hopeless environment because they don't have what they need to learn. So, for example, they don't even have pens and pencils. Okay, so when we show up on campus, the kids are so happy, you can actually feel the happiness. And then they fall in love with the kids. So once they fall in love with the kids, then they want to help the kids. So when they come back to the U.S., they start donating more to the foundation. Some have even joined our board of directors. And so that inspired me that what if I start a tour company and I treat everybody on the tour like my best friend. I take them to my friend's house for dinners, my family's homes for parties, and then let them decide how they want to help the foundation. And I can tell you right now, everybody who has been on the trip to Ghana with me, when they come back to the U.S., they become big donors to my foundation. I'm very, very grateful for that. So the foundation, it's not about making money, because my wife keeps asking me, why are you doing this all the time? And I keep explaining to her that it's to look for somebody who might be able to help us do some major fundraising so we can build a school. That's what it's all about.
Now, do you have any naming rights if somebody gives $1,000 or $5,000 or $20,000 that rooms or a hallway or a cafeteria or a gym may be named after those people? Do you have plans for that?
Yes, we do. In fact, the tennis court that we built was named after one of our major donors. She's given us, her name is Dr. Priya Pinto. She's given us $100,000 over the last 5 years. And we are very, very grateful for that. And I'm so excited. This January, she came to Ghana with us. She brought her friends and they went to the school and they loved it in the school because they saw what the funding that they have been giving to us, what it's been doing in Ghana. So yeah, that's one way that we can donate to the foundation is through our website. But the Center of the World Tours is another way of raising money for the foundation.
Let's talk about future fundraising plans. You talked about your dinner and your tennis tournament. What future plans do you have to raise funds for HoseyKids.org?
So the next fundraiser is coming up in a couple of months. That will be the tennis fundraiser. We hold this fundraiser at the Village Glen tennis camp, and they have to give me a date. So I've written to them, I've asked them to give me a date. I'm still waiting for them to reply to that, because they also have several events that they host at the Village Glen, and so they have to give me a date. I don't have a choice on which date I select. They have to give me a date. So that's coming up. I'm expecting to hear from them within the next week or so. So that will be the tennis tournament. And then Taste of Ghana is, Taste of Ghana, we host it in April and May. And so we haven't started planning for that yet, but we want to continue hosting these two events because they are two of our biggest fundraisers so far.
Now, for the dinner, I was there, and the food was very good. Tell us about the food, because I believe you try and acquaint people with the average typical food in Ghana.
Yes, maybe I'm biased, but I've traveled around the world and I've tried different dishes, and I got to tell you, Ghana's dishes are one of the best foods that you can try anywhere else. And we are very fortunate that we have some Ghanaian women here in Buffalo who donate their time to help us cook authentic Ghanaian food. So we'll continue to do that, and we continue to also have a fashion show. People dress up like you would find in Ghana. We bring our ties from Ghana. We also have a place in Buffalo that sells African products, and so they also advertise their products by donating some of their clothes for our fashion show.
Very good. Again, if somebody would like to make a donation, where do they go to learn about this and to give some money?
The best way to go to donate to the foundation is to go to our website, HoseyKids.org, HoseyKids.org, and there's a link there to donate to the foundation.
I'd also like to thank those who've called regarding our recent guest, former U.S. Ambassador and U.S. Senator Scott Brown on the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520. Let's talk about your role as president of Hope for CC's Kids, HoseyKids.org. What do you do in this position, Kofi Finn Akins?
So my major role as president is to make sure that the organization runs efficiently. But my focus has been on fundraising. So I lead the two fundraisers, the tennis fundraiser, as well as the Taste of Ghana fundraiser. And I've been very fortunate. I've worked in Buffalo for a long time, and I have a lot of friends who have been donating to the foundation over the years. So I'm constantly networking with people, finding out what others are doing, and telling them about our organization and what we're trying to accomplish in Ghana. And through those means, I've been able to get quite a bit of money from friends and organizations that I've interacted with. And I'm very, very happy about that. And I hope that we can continue doing that. And right now in my organization, I started the foundation 13 years ago, I've become the face of the foundation here in the U.S. as well as in Ghana. And I'll continue to do that. I'm hoping that we'll start a succession plan. The kids who asked me to start this foundation, one is now a doctor. The other one has started a business. He went to Harvard and is now starting a business. And there's the last one who went to Cornell is in marketing. And I'm hoping that they will join the foundation and we can have a very effective succession plan.
Thank you for teaching us all about Hope for CC's Kids, Hosi Kids. That's HOSIKIDS.org, helping for educational needs in Ghana. Our guest today has been the president, Kofi Finn Akins, doing this noble work. Also, special thanks to Kevin Carr, our director of production for the past 20 years. Thank you for enlightening us, Kofi Finn Akins with Hope for CC'sKids.org.
And thanks for having me on your show, Brian. I appreciate it.
Our pleasure.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.